With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A mass casualty event has been declared after a tornado plowed through an RV park in Lakeview, Ohio, leaving people under wreckage. A Logan County public safety message read, "Mass casualty incident, multiple building collapses, people trapped in Russell's Point. Gas leaks, accidents, fires, and power lines down all around Indian Lake. Triage collection point set up." The National Weather Service warned there was a very dangerous half-mile-wide tornado on the ground, and it was damaging homes and structures. Meanwhile, at least three people are dead in Indiana after severe weather swept through. Officials in Winchester confirmed three people died in a trailer park due to intense storms. At least four tornadoes were reported across Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio on Thursday. More than 13 million people in the U.S. are under tornado watches. Also at SRNnews.com, the White House declining comment on Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's call for new elections in Israel.
Schumer wants Israel to hold new elections because he believes Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way and is an obstacle to peace. At the White House, National Security Spokesman John Kirby offered no specific comment.
We're still focused, laser focused on trying to get a temporary ceasefire in place so that we can get the hostages out and get more aid in. That's where our head is right now.
Schumer is the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Many are referring to his comments as election interference. Vice President Kamala Harris toured a Planned Parenthood clinic in Minneapolis Thursday, becoming the first vice president to ever visit a clinic while in office. Abortions become a key issue running up to the general election. The president in the State of the Union vowed to restore abortion protections if he's reelected. This is SRN News. Political observers expect abortion to be a key election issue this year as pro-life groups seek to counter misinformation being distributed by pro-abortion lawmakers. Dr. Ingrid Scope, vice president of the Charlotte Lozier Institute, warns that the abortion industry is using fear-mongering to perpetuate a myth that pro-life laws deny mothers the right to life-saving care in the event of a crisis during pregnancy.
Every state that has pro-life protections allows an exception if an abortion is needed to save a mother's life. So it's absolutely a lie on its face that doctors can't provide life-saving care. But at a deeper level, I practice in Texas. I've delivered 5,000 babies. I've never had to perform a direct abortion, which is defined as having the intent of ending that unborn child's life in order to save a mother.
Ingrid Scope adds there are a lot of fearful doctors who simply don't understand laws on the books in states where they practice. This is SRN News. Russia state media is reporting that Yemen's Houthi rebels have a new hypersonic missile. Correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The report by Russian news agency RIA Novosti provided no evidence for the claim, only citing an unnamed official as the source. A new hypersonic missile would, however, potentially raise the stakes as the rebels continue to attack ships in the Red Sea since November. So far, the US and others have been able to down any missiles or drones that come near their warships in Mideast waters. However, hypersonic weapons could pose crucial challenges to missile defense systems because of their speed and maneuverability. The Houthis say the attacks are to force Israel to end the war in Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Houthis have for weeks hinted about surprises coming onto the battlefield to counter the United States and its allies. A Houston man's hospitalized after being shot in a robbery attempt after leaving the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. More details at SRNnews.com.